A Tennessee woman who adopted a 7-year-old boy from Russia returned him to Moscow this week on a one-way flight. The boy reportedly carried a note from the mother saying he had severe psychological issues. The Russian foreign minister has threatened to shut down international adoptions, calling the incident the last straw. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
The adoptive mother is Tori Hansen of Shelbyville, Tennessee. The boy is named Artom Savalyev, but she called him Justin and finalized his adoption 6 months ago. In what appears to be a letter sent with the boy back to Russia, she asked that the adoption be disannulled. The letter is addressed to whom it may concern and says she was misled by the orphanage about his behavior problems.
The reality is that most children who are adopted out of institutional care from around the world will have, at the very least, some developmental delays.
Johnson is CEO of the National Council for Adoption and says the first year is often rocky, especially for older children, but he calls the Tennessee adoption case the first of its kind.
Occasionally, inter-country adoptions do disrupt. Usually, the child would remain in the United States and alternate care would be arranged for the child. This is the first time that I'm aware of that an internationally adopted child was put on an airplane and returned in this manner.
Johnson says the fact that the child made it back to his home country by himself creates a new set of diplomatic problems. The National Council for Adoption is working closely with the U.S. State Department. They're both trying to talk Russia out of suspending international adoptions. One of the people working the phones is Larissa Mason of Pittsburgh. She's from Russia. Since she's been in the U.S., she's adopted a Russian orphan.
United States will talk to Russians and explain to them that this is not what America stands for, that this is against our law as well, and that we're going to prosecute this woman as much as, you know, the law requires.
You're trying to make it clear that America takes this seriously as well.
Yeah, we wanted to say that America takes it extremely seriously, yes. And if Russia wants us to do something and stricken our procedure on international adoption, that we're ready to do that and talk to them.
Our case managers are out working on this right now.
Rob Johnson is with the Tennessee Department of Children's Services, which is investigating the incident with law enforcement. He says the state didn't know about any problems before the boy arrived in Moscow.
We are not aware of any previous contact with the family.
Since 1998, more than 47,000 Russian children have come to the U.S. The number of annual adoptions has tapered to just 1,600 last year. Part of the reason, according to adoption experts, is that Russia is doing a better job of placing orphans in its own country. Still, Steve McGill of Nashville was sick when he heard the news of a woman sending her 7-year-old back with a note. McGill and his wife adopted a Russian boy in 2004.
I'm certain that she was overwhelmed, but the choice she made has... it's going to cause other kids not to be adopted. You know, we've already had trouble with Russia shutting us down before because of corruption in the adoption industry. Kids get left without homes because she couldn't reach out for help here. So I'm angry.
Russia's threat to suspend American adoptions leaves thousands of families in limbo who are midstream in the years-long, expensive process to bring a Russian child to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.